I last met my next guest in a tent in the middle of Waterford at the All Together Now Festival. David Keenan is back with us this evening ahead of the release of his debut album. That debut album is called A Beginner's Guide to Bravery. He's going to start with a song from the album, Unholy Ghosts.
Indo-tree. I was gifted a book by somebody who loved me, but a man who got even with God sat in hyperactive London's cold central station. The city began sleeping like a dog. Then a tramp with one eye placed his hand on my thigh. I said, hold it, pick a window, you're leaving. I do forgive me, he sighed. I was a fan in my prime. He must have thought I was somebody else. Here's to the fathers of the lost sons and the unholy ghosts. It's the ones that seem destined to get left behind interest me the most. On a street you've never heard of, there's a wooden piano on its last legs in a last chance saloon. It is manned by a drunkard who is dripping with poetry, sitting stupefied nailed at a stool. The man catches my gaze, then produces this page from his waistcoat with a slip disc smile. Look, boy, here is my last known correspondence for Christ. I tried to read it, but my glasses were thin. Here's to the fathers of the lost sons and the unholy ghosts. It's the ones that seem destined to get left behind interest me the most. I am the prodigal son, resting his head on the drum that was carried to the welcoming parade. And I give all I have, you will give all I have. Strip me bare, let me wash in the rain. Past the government housing, right off Donaldson Road, open collars and open hearts. They swap anorexic lyrics for pyrotechnic rhymes as car lights knife their way through the dark. Then this feeling persists. We as people exist in a state of anticipation. You know it comes at a cost, so the great unwashed have informed me, and I tend to believe them these days. Here's to the fathers of the lost sons and the unholy ghosts. Yes, the ones that seem destined to get left behind interest me the most. I am the prodigal son, resting his head on a drum that was carried to the welcoming parade. You know I give all I have, sure I give all I have, strip me bare, let me wash in the rain. Or something freeing like that anyway. Yeah. I was gifted a book by somebody who loved me, but a man who got even with God.
Unholy Ghosts, the single from Dave Keenan's new album, which is called A Beginner's Guide to Bravery, and great to have Dave performing live with us in studio this evening. You can come over to me here at this desk for the chat, Dave. I was saying in my introduction that we last met down in Waterford at the All Together Now Festival, and I see that you still have your roadie with you. You had two roadies actually with you, if I remember right, at the All Together Now.
You're gonna wreck me street cred now.
Yeah,
showing,
your mother and your father.
Yeah, well, they're kind of my social workers, you know. So,
well, I believe you're not up to carrying the guitars anymore. Noticed your father was carrying the guitar tonight again.
I was carrying a different guitar. You know, we share the load. That's the kind of family we are. You know.
Okay.
And only my enemies call me Dave, so you can call me David.
Oh, David. Oh, only the enemies.
Only the enemies.
Is it a real insult then, Dave?
Yeah. So I'm only kidding you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll definitely refer to you as David. That song, written on a train, going from where to where?
From Holland, going into Cologne, Amsterdam, I think it was, on a train. Mm. And I got into a chapel in Cologne. It was a festival I was playing. It was for Cardinal Sessions. And it was fresh and it was exciting, and I played it. And
You wrote it on the train and you gave it its first performance almost straight away.
Yeah, yeah. It was fresh and it was demanding to be heard, you know. Mm. So I love that song. It's just like most of the songs. It's what's left. It's a condensed memory of just going out and direct experience by living, you know. And then, you know, life informs the output always. Unless you're going on a trip in your imagination, then you can break the rules. You can become a different character. But a lot of the songs are just informed by living life, you know.
But that idea that you would actually finish writing a song on a train and go straight in and give a performance of it in front of an audience, is that nerve-wracking, or is it actually?
Well, there's a lot of devilment in me, you know, and I the element of danger is very exciting. And when you have a new song and you know, the most exciting thing about the song is before it's domesticated, you know, and it's this wild thing that you're just trying to, you know, pursue it. And that was one of those occasions, you know.
How important is it? People can hear the accent probably coming out there in your voice. They will have heard it in the singing, in your speaking voice. They will have heard it in the singing voice as well. How important is it for you that you do sing in your own accent, that Dundalk quality, that you have the loud quality that's in there?
Well, it's the only one that I have, you know. Mm. I think early on it was instilled in me by, you know, members of the family. You know, you just be proud of your voice because that's who you are. It's your personality. It's your accent. It's you carry it with you.
But I believe hearing Jinx Lennon initially was a big influence in terms of saying,
sure.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
you can be yourself. You don't have to be from somewhere in the middle of the mid-Atlantic to be a singer.
Yeah, absolutely. When I discovered Jinx Lennon at 13, it changed everything. It was it was education, things I wasn't being taught in school. It was truth. He was standing by his truth. And it was his bravery and his conviction and his delivery that he's a master, you know. So, yeah, so grateful to him.
I want to bring you back to Waterford for just a minute.
All right.
Have a listen to this. I'm standing on a ledge and you're flying spiders well. Ah, she's fastening my ankles to You were looking out, that was you, David Keenan, singing at All Together Now in the So Long, Marianne. It was the Leonard Cohen gig that was done with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. You were looking out at your dad in the production area.
Yeah, he was just reminding me that I owe him 20 quid. So
From then?
From that weekend, yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't paid it back. It might be time to do that. And now, what is that experience like, you know, because you're here tonight with the guitar. What is the experience of playing with an orchestra? How different, how useful is that?
You know, the first time I they were so gracious. I came in from, I think I was playing a couple of gigs in Portugal. I came in and was here and they were waiting, Brian O'Connor. And it was, you know, you're part of this one body that's moving, this organism that's moving in unison, you know. And this,
yeah, and
this
there's a lot
choir.
Of people singing with you there as well.
Yeah,
in
this body of song. And it was just a privilege, you know, a real privilege. And to try to step into that song in particular as well. It was a great gift. You know?
Now, you have a series of gigs coming up, the Roisin Dubh in Galway, Dolans in Limerick, the Acoustic Room at INEC in Killarney, you're live at St. Luke's in Cork, and the Spirit Store in Dundalk, a little bit closer to Christmas,
two nights
there. But the big one is post-Christmas, 10th of January, the Olympia, you're headlining, and it's ahead of the album launch?
Yeah, it's just after the album comes out. The album's out on the 10th.
Just after it, yeah, the 10th. And
records
the gig's
on the 10th. The 13th is the
gig.
Yeah, you know, I've been the bridesmaid there a few times supporting Dermot Kennedy and Hozier, and it's been a beautiful thing. But to be able to hold my own gathering there, it's a culmination of so much. You know, I've lived in Dublin for a couple of years. I've just recently moved back home. But, you know, I found a tribe here. I felt connected here for the first time.
And you're happy to be back in Dundalk and living at home?
Yeah, well, you know, it's that thing of going away. I'm on the road quite a lot these days. And when I am home, it's great to be there with the family and connected. You know,
and you'll certainly be there over Christmas, given that you're in the Spirit Store on the 22nd and 23rd. Second song that you have for us, James Dean?
James Dean.
Yeah, as self-explanatory, it's James
Dean. Well, it's
not
really, you know, like when I was asked about this yesterday, and that's a part of it, you know. He was kind of confiding in me in the bar, kind of saying, you know, man, I'm sick of being an icon. I didn't ask for this, you know. I want a kind of more romantic graft. I want to drive a train for Inrod Erin, you know. I'm sick of being somebody's martyr, you know.
And, all right, so this is a different version of James Dean.
Well, yeah, and Samuel Beckett was stabbed by a pimp when he moved to Paris. I read that in the newspaper, and it was like, all right, man, you write it, or somebody else is going to write it. You know?
So. Okay, David Keenan. And James Dean, the title of that second song, and also on the new album, yeah? Also, yep, on the new album, which is called A Beginner's Guide to Bravery.
It stabbed me in the chest like the pimp Prudence knife into poor Samuel Beckett under a mother of pear sky. At the back of the wall I bawled, cursing oil and reeling rain. Well, feeling out of sorts like a road sweeper dressed up to the nines, as the multicolored kite over shoulders taking flight, and the local matador, he gives two fingers to the girl next door. I had a dream James Dean was alive and well today, looking for the quiet life, working for Irish Rail, and in me father's clothes with a bloody nose, I sang as an it's all sweet. There by the slot machine, there's James Dean, that cold beneath my feet. Then you disciples of the street, you all burst into open doors, and the creaking of the chairs and the running down the stairs, pure ecstasy. The circus master smiles, pointing his finger at the mime. I hear a distant call of a boy named Paul, who was taken before his time. And all the precious stones on the mongrel's bone entice me. You silly child, I go on, you just run on home. For your tea's gone cold and your mother, she cursed you blind. And the back door man feels wrong, switching off when signing on, and the double-jointed teeth wins an award for pure indecency. I had a dream James Dean was alive and well today, looking for the quiet life, working for Irish Rail, in my father's clothes with a bloody nose, I sang as an it's all sweet. There by the slot machine, there's James Dean, that cold beneath my feet. Then you disciples of the street, you all burst into open doors, and the creaking of the chairs and the running down the stairs, pure ecstasy. I had a dream James Dean was alive and well today, working for Irish Rail.
David Keenan there and his song James Dean, and all of those live dates coming up before Christmas and the big gig in the Olympia in Dublin on January the 13th. You can find out full details on davidkeenan.ie, and there you'll also find out details of the new album, A Beginner's Guide to Bravery.